Yes. And, you know, Ed, the reason that we're here is cannabis. That's what brought us together. That's how we first met. And it's what we share. And it's been really fun to share what my work looks like and what cannabis is all about from my perspective. But I know that you too work with cannabis as a sacrament. And I'd really be interested to hear about your take.
Yeah, sure. I'll just give you a real brief kind of background. My journey, I got an engineering degree and an MBA, and I kind of was going through life, got the white picket fence in the house and the two dogs and kids and stuff like that. And I was in this job, probably maybe the 10th iteration of a job, and just wasn't bringing me the happiness that I thought that my mother always told me I was going to get. You know, you're going to be happy one day, or you're going to be. So I decided to look up the word happiness at the Portland Public Library, and brought me to this huge bookshelf, and I said, I don't have time for all this. So I started to walk away, but there was this book called Meditation Made Easy, and I just heard there was a Time magazine article that meditation was really powerful. So I decided, oh, I'll take a look at it. So did a two-minute meditation. It changed my life. I went back to that bookshelf, and from there, so I read everything that resonated with me. It was all about resonance because there's just so much information. So whatever I looked at that gave me a higher vibration, I just looked at it more deeply and kept going. And one thing was do what you love to do. And I knew I loved traveling. So I found myself in a job where I was traveling out to the desert, out to the mountain. It was environmental work. And 4 years later, I had this white light experience out in the Mojave Desert. And that was kind of my graduation gift. And so I had finally kind of discovered the inner happiness. And I would go back and read these books that didn't make sense. And then all of a sudden, yeah, that all makes sense. The I Ching and that really kind of shifted my life. And so at that point, I really wanted to devote much more of my life into what eventually became a search for energy work, because I discovered this is all about energy, our chi, and moved to San Francisco and then moved back up to Portland. It was kind of funny because that inner happiness, and I started a radio show at that time called The Enlightenment Project, and that's how powerful I thought it was. But I really didn't realize that was just kind of a middle-level playing field, that there's so much more. And so what I discovered in the past couple of years is that there's this higher level of consciousness, or having the ability to go into the field. So I've been studying what I'm experiencing. They call it the Akashic field, or Samadhi, or just this playground that you can play in. And I discovered when I first moved back to Portland, a friend of mine gave me a cannabis elixir. And so I started using that, and he said, you know, don't go out driving around when you're using this. So I would just stay at home, put on my headphones, and I would listen to music, and I would just let the elixir take over and just clear out my energy system and all. And I just found that I was living in this euphoric state for 6 hours. I mean, from 7 o'clock to midnight or 1 o'clock, and just kind of roaming all around the house, and the music was very important. I listened to, that's why I call it the American Shaman Show, because I'm listening to rock and roll, psychedelic music, Enya, Moby, just those are my favorites. But I can listen to anything at this point, even with words. Words will create different emotions within myself, and I'll just move those emotions through. I'll just work through them, and then I'll come out the other end very blissful. And so I feel in that state, it's a place of great healing, great connection, great empathy. It's a billion-dollar feeling. So I'm into sports, so I'm often thinking, I just won the Super Bowl. And I feel that every single time I do this. I'm like, I'm the winner of the Super Bowl. Gronk has nothing over me if you follow the New England Patriots. If you watch Gronk, after he wins the Super Bowl, he's dancing. He goes to these dance parties, and he's dancing like a crazy man. And I'm there dancing in my home going, I'm feeling just like Gronk. So So I feel that what I'm offering is showing people how to go into this field. And in that field, they're going to discover so many things. And so there's tips and tricks and ways to get into that field and to maintain that level. But the nice part is that I believe once your energy is clear and you can go into that field, you don't have to do it at home. You can do it anywhere. So now I go to Vegas and I walk down the streets of Vegas, or I go into these hotels and I just will kind of, and this is kind of funny, but out in nature, you can imagine you're communing with nature. You're climbing a mountain, but there's nothing to say that things in Vegas aren't really nature as well. They might be man-made, but if you go into Vegas and you go to these different shops, you can just imagine there's stories behind all these different shops and different experiences. So I would just say that people can. What I would love to is have people experiencing this, not only at home, which is a great place to learn, but to experience this walking through downtown, or walking or having dinner, or they can be out and about and socializing even. But it's best to socialize with other people that are in that state, because you are definitely in a different plane.
That sounds amazing. I want to learn. And, you know, it sounds like you don't need cannabis in order to access it, right?
I find cannabis is the amplification.
So right.
You don't get the same.
Makes it easier.
Yes, it definitely makes it easier. Let's put it this way. You can meditate and you can listen to the music, and then you can go, okay, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to move. So it's an exercise tool. But once you take the cannabis, you have no choice. You just want to move and want to exercise. So it just kind of almost forces you to move with the rhythms of nature. You're actually moving with the rhythm of the music. So you're really hearing the music really well. And so even if I'm in Vegas, I'm going to have my headphones on and I'm going to have the music playing. And it's kind of funny, because in Vegas, you've got all these noises coming in. So that's almost like a different realm. But the music, you could have meditation music going on and you could be moving with the meditation music, but then all of a sudden your mind will shift to the outside, and so you'll start moving with that music, but you're going to move with the music. But nobody will even notice.
It sounds like it's about oneness.
It is. It's
right, like communing with the field within. Mm-hmm. And I love that you mentioned the field. Like, a message that's really been coming through from the plants for me lately is how limitless our potential really is. Our lives can become more wonderful than we can ever imagine. We can become healthier than we imagine. We can become happier than we imagine. And I believe that we are becoming these things, and that the reason why cannabis and these other medicines, including kombo and ayahuasca and all the great sacred medicines, the reason that they're proliferating right now is in order to bring this to us, is in order to bring this, not only the awareness that more is possible, but the capacity. And that's the key, because I think without spiritual intervention, there is a lack of capacity. And that's what we have experienced as humans for so very long. And now it's really our prayers are being answered. We've been praying, hey, we want to end suffering. And the plants are the mechanism for doing that. Not the only mechanism. Also the star energies. I see Reiki as a star energy. And other healing frequencies, you know, and other healing practices and approaches. But nonetheless, yeah, the medicine is here. And it's so exciting, because we're just at the very beginning. You know, this is, they call this the psychedelic renaissance. But it's more than that. It's the ascension of humanity.
Yeah, and one of my objectives is to bring this to groups, because if each of us individually can fill ourselves up with good energy, then you relate to each other in much kinder ways and much more conscious ways. And it's just great fun to have that around, or be around that.
That's so true. Yes. I mean, something I've really gotten from the plants as well, like just as you said, is that if we want to create a better world, and we want to create better versions of ourselves in that world, we want to see ourselves being kind and gentle and loving to others. It's not possible to do that unless we create that world within ourselves first. because psychologically, the way that we are, we will treat other people the way we treat ourselves. And we can only give as much as we have. So if we're empty or half empty or depleted, we can't give fully. It's so true. Yeah. So these practices that you're teaching are so valuable, so valuable.
And one of the paths that I was very curious about and learned early on was a tantric path, so a sacred connection. So that the energy within sacred connections is an amplifier as well. And so to have sacred connections in a ceremonial aspect, and then you get two people doing sacred exercises together, and then you have three, four, six people. And I've been in groups where there's been 50, 60 people doing sacred exercises together. And you just can't imagine the energy at the end of a ceremony. Just the whole room is full of bliss and people just having just a great experience, euphoric experience together.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Well, thank you so much, Tara, for coming onto the show. I really appreciate it.